Bob Iger is set for his first earnings call since returning as CEO, which we expect to be at least 15 minutes shorter, as there'll be a lot less stuttering and lying over the course of the call.
As you can imagine, Tom, yeah, we got lots of comments on
for this. I'm just trying to park hop, and then someone's preaching to me thing.
Yeah. So, at Steel Diver wrote, how are you going to park hop to heaven? Last question. Name one of the biggest Disney news stories of 2022.
The ousting of Bob
Chicken. And then what? I have a feeling.
Give me that number one.
That's on here.
Yes!
Perfect fire.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now the news for January 6th, 2023. I got the year right today. As public scrutiny continues around issues of cleanliness all around the Walt Disney World Resort, it seems Space Mountain is the next icon to get some care, with crews spotted cleaning up the outside-facing side of the building today. Just outside the Magic Kingdom, crews were spotted being lifted up to the side of Space Mountain, starting to scrub and clean and possibly paint the side of the building. There's certainly a lot of work to be done, as most of the white building is covered in a light but very visible layer of dirt and grime. It's unclear whether this is also influenced by the upcoming Tron Light Cycle run, as they've been cleaning up portions of Tomorrowland, but it does so happen that we tweeted the dirty exterior of Space Mountain on December 30th. And if you may remember, a couple days ago, when we posted about the state of the boats at It's a Small World, Disney decided to power wash them. So, coincidence? Maybe. Who knows? All we know is there's been some cleanliness problems, and as they get reported, they seem to be vanishing. So we'll see if this trend continues as we continue to document these problems at Walt Disney World. We've got some more 50th food to talk about. A new Bear Tracks churro is the latest offering in a new collection of treats at Walt Disney World. We knew we needed to give this sweet treat a try. It's $7.25. It's served with marshmallow cream, chocolate sauce, and candy bar pieces. It's available at the churro cart on Main Street. It's a Bear Tracks churro. It's obviously connected to the country bears, yet it's on Main Street. I don't know. I'm always glad for something country bear related, but it's weird. Meanwhile, the Golden Oak Outpost also has a new 50th dish, loaded chicken strips. Doesn't have a theme name or a special feature. We're not sure how it fits into the 50th, but either way, it has the 50th mark. The 50th anniversary loaded chicken strips are $11.29. This is pretty much the level of care the 50th has broken down to at this point, where they're like, guys, we got to do one last round of food. And they're just like, loaded chicken strips. Okay, cool. The strips are loaded with cheese sauce, bacon, and green onion, served with French fries. Review of both of these items are on WDWNT.com. And with the 50th anniversary celebration wrapping up, we are finally seeing the final collection in the Vault Collection merchandise, now celebrating the 25th anniversary celebration. And you may remember we covered some of this merchandise the other day, and I commented how there was no Castle Cake merchandise. Well, that has been resolved at the Main Street Cinema at the Magic Kingdom, as they have an absolutely massive Cinderella Castle Cake keychain available. It's $11.99, and the keychain is made of rubber and features Mickey Mouse on the front with his arms wide open, just like on the classic gate at Walt Disney World. There's a reason for that, by the way. That's because it was built around the same time. There's a reason that art connects, and that is the art of Mickey that was used in a lot of the 25th merchandise as well, funny enough. The majority of the keychain, though, is taken up by that huge replica of Cinderella Castle Cake from the anniversary. And the backside of the keychain bears that 25th anniversary logo, the Walt Disney World logo, and the Vault Collection logo. Thank you. Thank you for representing the Castle Cake. I must own this. I absolutely must own this. Disney has released the full menus for the 16 food studios and other dining locations that will be participating in the 2023 Epcot International Festival of the Arts. You can find those full menus on our website, and of course, stay tuned. We will be reviewing all of those new items, all 50 of them, in fact, when the event starts. As well, the Figment popcorn bucket is returning to Walt Disney World for this festival. Disney announced the popcorn bucket's return via TikTok on Thursday. The bucket is the same as before, but will have an Epcot 40th anniversary strap on it this time. Of course, the bucket was released during last year's Festival of the Arts, leading to a seven-hour wait time that was posted for the Pop Eats booth. It sold out multiple times, and that was released via mobile order at one point, at which point it was kind of easy to get that one day at least. But then they were never seen again. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. And the best part is, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. Benny the Baby Okapi, born in July of 2022 at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, has now been introduced to the resort's Pembe Savannah and can be seen by guests. Benny has grown to 4 feet tall and weighs approximately 230 pounds. He still sticks close to his mother, Olivia, but is becoming more independent, Disney said. Okapi, famous for their markings with zebra-like legs, are actually more similar to giraffes than zebras. According to UNESCO, there are roughly 30,000 okapi in the wild, making this birth a celebrated addition to the population. Benny is named after a village in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where okapi are found in the wild but are endangered. Benny's birth to Olivia and Dad Alambe was part of the Association of Zoos and Aquarium Species Survival Plan to ensure the responsible breeding of threatened and endangered species in managed care. The okapi, probably my favorite animal at Disney World. I love them. They're very pretty. The guest rooms at Disney's Beach Club Villas will be completely refurbished starting January 7, 2023. The rooms will get a new look, including new furniture. Refurbishment is expected to be completed in early April of 2023. It's real quick. There's not a lot of units. During the refurbishment, guests may see and hear construction work around the villas during the day. That's because they're working fast. You'll hear them between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. We still don't know what the rooms are going to look like, though. No idea. Three new Magic Band Plus designs are now available online. There's the Figment and the 2023 Magic Band Plus designs available as pre-arrival options for Walt Disney World Resort hotel guests and annual pass holders, while the Vault Collection Magic Band Plus is available on Shop Disney. That pre-arrival Figment Magic Band is $34.99. It's black with retro designs. Figment is featured on one side and the Epcot symbol on the puck. There are a lot of classic Epcot pavilion logos, including Wonders of Life, scattered all over this. The pre-arrival 2023 Magic Band Plus is also $34.99. It's light blue with the Disney castle on the puck, and Mickey is pictured on one side, and there are fireworks all over. The limited release 50th Anniversary Vault Collection Magic Band Plus is $44.99. Of course it is, because I want it. Finally, this design features a vintage Magic Kingdom map from the 70s, same one featured on a mug and other items recently in the Vault Collection. And the Mickey Mouse ear globe is on the puck. It's very cool. This and the Figment one, I have to have them. Walt Disney World has teased the new Dumbo-inspired annual pass holder magnet coming soon. The teaser image and video feature a black feather against a purple background. It could refer to a number of characters and movies, but they also wrote, "Don't just fly, soar." Do you have a guess for the newest pass holder magnet? We are all ears. Well, "Don't just fly, soar," and "we are all ears" pretty much points to Dumbo, folks. Disney did not announce an exact release timeline or how the magnet would be available. We'll probably find out very soon, though. A number of new hotel discounts were released in addition to that dining promo card offer we told you about earlier in the week. Guests can save up to 25% off a Walt Disney World Resort hotel stay this late spring and early summer. The discount depends on the resort and dates. The dates available and as well all the resorts available are up on our website. In addition, annual pass holders will find discounts of up to 30% available for spring and summer 2023 as well for most nights between May 1st and July 10th. Savings vary based on the resort, but range between, again, 10 and 30% off. Again, for all of the dates, the pricing, all of those things, head on over to our website. It's too much to read. You have to read every resort on property. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, Enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV, or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.